Schwester Bathsheba. Schwester Maschkir, Schwester Borg. This is a. I don't want to seem too guyverdick. So I will, but I don't know how to say it otherwise. But shtick is not kodo. I ask please and indulgence why I say this, but the mice in the Asher Haney, I remember Kasha that Chover from Simcha Soloveitchik asked many, many years ago, and he asked that in Asher Haney it says that Haman did not remember, that Shaul was had given his father that he came from the fact that Shaul did not kill Agag before. So he asked the Kasha, he's here coming to destroy Klal Yisrael. He's coming to take away everything from Mamish, from Klal Yisrael. And they're talking about HaKoros HaTov, that's an avlov that he did, was to not be Makar Tov. So that was his kasha. So Lumai says that there's a smichas aparshius, which the Meforshim say, as you must know, that the Meforshim say between Parshas Mechias Amolek, Parshas Kiseitze, and Parshas Kisavo, which is the Havos HaBikurim. So that L'chor Havos HaBikurim is an inyan of being Makar Tov. And B'davka there is where there's the inyan of Mechias Amolek, because my Amolek was a Kofui Tova. So I think that there's also a difference between the type of Kafui Tov. That there's a Kafui Tov that someone gets for every single Hatova, and I have to say just that it's not Agav, but that the Hatova and the Chesed, the people for over 65 years, but Lamai says that now it's been all the time, every day, the chesed, the tova, that someone who's kofui from his very mitzius, that someone gave him his mitzius, and that he's kofui tov, so that he cuts his whole shirish to mitzius. And that was Amolek. That was the Asher in the Asher Haney. That even if the whatever Sibud was, that he only existed because of that Inyan Bashol and Mamela, that was, he did the exact opposite. That he was the one that Badafka wanted to destroy the whole Metzius of Klal Yisrael. I have to say, this is the same thing that's true by Yosef, that the Melech that was not the Lo Yodas Yosef, that he didn't know Yosef. Yosef had given him his Malchus, had given Paro his Malchus, and strengthened the Malchus, his whole Metzius of the Malchus, and he was a Kofui Tov. I have to say that I please ask you to. I really shouldn't, but when I came to yeshiva, which was a long time ago, and I came from a very American, the whole culture, of America, and as was many of the Bachrim in that tekufa. I've been through the different tekufas, just Baruch Hashem, lived through the different tekufas that the yeshiva went through, and this was a tekufa where there were many American Bachrim in the yeshiva, and the avoda, which I didn't understand until much later, I have to say what it did for me. What it did for me was that without that, it put me in a different world. And it's nothing to do with me. It was the yeshiva, and it was not, I can't be masig. First thing, I was a young bacher, but I can't be masig. How difficult it was to take away and take Talmidim and make them, I'll be the Masoira, I'll be without the American culture. And I'm not talking about the tzidkis or anything, just the fact that it was that I lived because I was in this yeshiva. I lived eventually in a different olam, than I had grown up in and been part of and wanted. But it was something that came from the yeshiva, what it must have taken to be miyased such a mokum that should be in that kufa was a mishuna de kavoyte. And I want to say that I didn't, I'm talking very personally about it. I did not feel that I was living in a narrow olam. It was, even though that the things that the yeshiva, havada, the Torah, mitzvahs, all the dvorim, or dvorim that you would have a think that were mitzamsim, it was just the opposite. That it made an olam that was not ang, that was not narrow. And I don't mean narrow, and I'm saying it means that I didn't. It was an olam mole. It was an olam, the shaykhas to the Rosh Hashivas and the Rebbeim, and it made a different olam. I was living in a different olam. It wasn't until much later, though, that I started to think about it in these years, just So what the yeshiva, what I got from the yeshiva, without, so we're not talking about tremendous, I'm not talking about me, but that what I did, I'm talking about what the yeshiva gave. The Rabban, like the Gozal says, Be'etzem, the Shechina Yeshayra, and in the lave of Tzadikim. And then the yeshiva, that the Indian of the Mishkan, was that all the liba, all the levavos, should come together in one mokum, and that was the mishkan. That's how, in the mikdash mat, in the maisa, in the yeshiva, it was such a feeling that the chavershaft, and that which we received from our rebbeim and from the Rosh Hashivas, I can't. I don't want to mention anyone, because it would be first. I might, out of the so many people, and also I would be mechuyev to mention everybody who was in yeshiva, and that I can't do. But lemaises, I just want to say that. There's a vort that it's not from the Grozal. It's a Hezber that someone says, and I'm not saying on the Hesber either that it's Poshup Shach, but the Musuk, the Machshava was that there are two Inyanim in Torah. That one Inyan is the Asik Batayra, that's the Bracha of Lasso B'divrei Torah, and then there's the Inyan, that's a mitzvah, Mikola Mitzvahs, the Grozal says that. And then there's the Bochar Bonu. And the Bochar Bonu is the idea after the Asik to come to the Amanas Lasos, after the Bir Hadover is the Psak. That Psak is Yediyah. And that's Asher Bochar Bonu. And that, again, this is not from the Gozal, but he says, Pshat, that that's called Dveikus. That just like there's an Inyan of Yediyah is a Dveikus. So I never thought of it like this. Is that we carry, there's no, that after the beer, the Torah, the Maskonis HaTorah, the beer HaTorah, the beer, the Beikr Psak, is in a person, and he carries it around with him, and that's Dveikus. I have to say that when I don't meet CD, I'm not leaving yeshiva, because there's no period, is that the idea of the yeshiva and living in the yeshiva for somewhat over 65 years goes with me. My lave is here, and Bez Hashem will always be here. Thank you, everyone.